Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years, kept working on her seventh year. She's been hanging out with us, and 10 years ago, she announced an important thing to commemorate every year about emails, right, Marcia?
Yes, the fourth week in January, for the 10th time, is the International Clean Out Your Inbox Week.
How about that?
And it sounds kind of like a funny thing, but, you know, in the beginning of the year, people do want to start new habits. They want to declutter, and we have put a lot of focus on enabling people to declutter their inboxes, which are a source of real stress to a lot of people.
So in my inbox right now is the current year and the previous 6 months. And everything before that is in its own yearly file, folder.
Sure. Yeah,
so
you
I
need
do,
to get
I
it
do
out
keep,
of sight.
I do keep, I may have as much as 9 months of emails in my inbox because I do go back quite often and search for names and reminders and things like that. There's probably a better way to do that, but that's what I do. But anything older than that, I go get it and move it over to 2015, 2016, that kind of thing.
Well, that's one of the strategies people can use, but the more stuff you look at each day, the more potential stress you have. And
yeah.
One of the things that we try to work with our clients on is think about the inbox not as a holding tank or as a to-do list. Think of it more as a delivery tool, almost like it's your U.S. Postal Service mailbox.
Right.
Because, you don't put things back in your mailbox to look at the next day. You bring them into the house to sort them. And this is
well,
one of the things.
I just use it as it's kind of a file folder, a quick handy file folder. If I remember, for example, if I want to go back and get your I've got your ebook in an email.
Okay.
And so as of right now, that's where it is electronically from and me, my people have it, my folks have it here. We'll be putting it up on our website, or making it available on our website. But my point is that it's 2 months from now. If I want to go back and look at it again, I just type in Marcia and it'll pop right up.
Well, there you go. And that's one of the wonderful things about email, because you can sort by who sent it to you. You can sort by
date.
You can
like
sort
that.
By. So you.
I only run into a problem if I forget your name, Marcia, which I would never do. But I want to talk about your book for a little bit. The
All
e-book.
Right.
Tell us the title again.
It is Email Productivity Gems, 100 Points to 100 Precious More Hours.
It is amazing, folks. It's literally 100 things to do to be more productive with email. But you have an offer for them.
Well, the offer is only good until January 30th. And
okay.
What we decided to do was we wanted to celebrate the launch of this book. And we have other digital resources, including a 55-minute video workshop on
right.
How to manage your email. And it's all bundled. There are 9 digital products bundled into this offer with the launch that will go away on January 30th. We're,
all right.
We just want to get it out there to
and
people.
And how much is all that?
It's $100 because it's
what
100
a deal.
Points.
What a
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. And the website is marciaegan.com/January because
right.
It's a January offer.
So check that out. And if they buy it one time, can they share it around the office? Can they use it? With their people, is that
yeah?
Is it?
Yes. I want to get this out there,
right?
And
right.
So, especially the workshop, you can put that up on a screen and have everybody.
That's what
in
I mean.
You,
this is. I just want to let them know that they can. This is a team. These are team tools that you can use.
Yeah, I'm happy that they would do that.
Okay, good. So check that out, folks. All right, give us a little bit more of a flavor of what's in it. I've got the table of contents here. It's immense, folks. It's so simple, and everything's on like one page.
Well, exactly. They are what I named it 100 points because in a 1-carat diamond there are 100 points. So I called it email gems. And these are short and sweet, and each point is one or two paragraphs, and then at the bottom it's why it works. And as an example, one of them is you can use your subject line as the entire message if it's a really short message.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize they can do that. And if they do that, they save everybody opening the message. So, and
right.
when it comes back to them, they know what it's about exactly. And that's just one little gem. But a lot of them have to do with how to manage and how to triage your email. And there are points on how to prioritize your email. And there are points on how to write the message that will be read. How to get people to read your message instead of to defer it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there, it goes kind of from soup to nuts. How to stop spam, how to block spam, how to coordinate with your
security. Do you talk about best practices to keep malware from getting into your computer?
Broadly. Very broadly, and right. I know your guest after me is going to be talking about that as well. And it's very important because once it gets in there, you have lots of trouble.
And leave it to you to think of the diamond analogy, Marcia. See, I would have used 100 yards of football, see, myself. But
I might do that next
time. You had to use the diamond. I know what's on your mind. Hey, Marcia, give us the website again quickly, please.
MarciaEgan.com/January.
That's where you can find the ebook, folks, so check it out. You'll thank me later. Marcia, come back soon. Good job today.
Will do.
See you next time. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.